Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Hey there, amazing beings. What is happening in your worlds at this moment? What a great question, right? Because we only have this moment. Is there ease? Is there lightness? Or heaviness? You know, maybe even chaos, possibly, or even havoc. Well, I wonder. So whatever it is, let's show up to it without any judgment, without limitation, because that's really what we're meant to do in any given moment, is just to acknowledge what's going on, right, without having to read into it. Now, that's kind of a sidebar to our conversation tonight, but let's do that. You know, just acknowledge where you're at and know wherever you're at in this moment, you're right where you require to be. So that's a good segue into our topic for tonight. And so let's also be open to the possibility of creating something greater as a result of the discussion we're going to have today. How does it get any better than that, I wonder? So another amazing show for you awaits us with another interesting topic for us to explore. So what is it? Well, it's the law of attraction. Yes, the law of attraction from a, let's say, pragmatic point of view. We're going to look at it from a different point of view, but also look at it for exactly what it is as well. So what have you yet to choose when it comes to this law, this universal law, the law of attraction? I wonder what we'll discover with this. So what do you know about the law of attraction? Do you find that it comes with ease? Or do you find yourself frustrated by it? You know, it's not is always as easy as it may appear to be. But we're going to look at it from a space that allows you to see it in the way it can work for you. And we're going to explore it from a very different point of view. So we'll be looking at it from a space of conscious awareness and allowance and choice and possibilities, things we talk about on the show a lot of times. And we'll be sharing it with you actually some pragmatic tools from which you'll be able to use to navigate in your life. So I am going to be bringing on the show a live guest that has been on before. I'm so excited to have him back on. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, because before I bring him on, I'm going to do some clearings with you as we usually do on the show, so that you can be nice and clear in a space for the receiving of what we will be sharing on the show. So here are some questions that we will clear on. What is the law of attraction like for you? Are you clear on what that is? What if you could be in the attraction of things from a conscious space, from within, rather than one that's outside of you? What would that be like for you? So everything this brings up, would you like to clear it now? So like we do on the show, take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. And if you know the Panpak, please use Panpak here now. Wow, thank you. So what if you are the difference that attracts into your world the things you would like to actualize? What if you, along with the universe, are the actualizer of what it is you would like to generate and create? What if you being you is the difference that makes the law of attraction possible. Anything and everything that won't allow that, let's go ahead and clear that now. Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale or punpak. Wow. So what choices are available now that may have not been available ever before? What have you not been willing to choose when it comes to you and the law of attraction? And everywhere you've cut yourself off from being authentically you and your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving when it comes to the law of attraction, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in. And release all the heavy now on the exhale or punpak. Wow. So what different point of view are you willing to have now when it comes to this? What would it take to choose something greater? Everything that won't allow that, let's clear all that now. Deep breath in. And release all of the heavy on the exhale. Thank you. Wow. So let's go ahead and aim to explore this topic further with my live return guest. So I would like to formally introduce to you again, Andrew Kaplan. So Andrew, after really nearly a decade of playing the same old 9-to-5 game, Andrew decided to switch things up. Years of doing his own brand of sales, marketing, and copywriting on the side had left a hunger for even more. Before long, he switched gears entirely, and his part-time passion became his new full-time obsession. Based in New York City, Andrew devotes a portion of his schedule to helping other entrepreneurs enjoy better revenue streams by creating more consciously and providing more dynamic offers for their customers. And he does so many other things, including writing amazing books, which we will get to on the show tonight. But without further ado, I would love to welcome Andrew onto the show. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me. All I remember from last time is that it was this like wonderful conversation, and it's all a blur from there. So I'm just so happy to be in this space again with you.
Oh my gosh, I am too. And I'm so excited about this topic tonight, the law of attraction. I wonder where it's going to go.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, even that intro you gave me, which is still accurate, it's like people might be wondering, like, what does that have to do with the law of attraction? And the thing is, this kind of goes back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the show in terms of no limitation. I've done marketing books and I do a lot of marketing projects, but because I've followed the law of attraction for so long, I didn't see any reason why I couldn't put that into another book and help people through that format as well. So I said, screw it, I'm going to go with this. I'm not going to let any limitation stop me. And that's kind of like why I'm excited to have this conversation now tonight.
Wow, I love that. And it's the law of attraction that created the law of attraction, and consciously being in that space of the law of attraction, which may actually be what we mainly talk about tonight, because that, do you find, and even in our conversation already, is that could be a lot of times the missing piece of how to consciously be in that space of generating, creating, actualizing what it is that you're attracting.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it brings me back. There's like this old Simpsons episode where Bart was complaining about something to a new teacher. And she's like, I think someone has a case of the supposedas. And it was just a silly thing. But I always think about that a lot, because I kind of feel like when it comes to law of attraction, or it comes to anything that people use as a mindset or philosophy to improve their lives, they get caught up in those traps of I'm supposed to do it a certain way. I have to worry about this. I can't do that. And they end up constricting themselves and holding themselves back in millions of ways that they shouldn't even be worrying about.
Yeah, it almost speaks to like cutting yourself out of the equation. If you're following all these rules of what you're supposed to do or be, you lose you in the space of actually choosing it, which sounds like really what you're speaking to. It's one thing to follow it according to what someone's sharing with you. It's another to make it your own and be it, which sounds like that's what you did.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about, I know we're going to talk about it, like the book that I just wrote, the last time we had a conversation, we were talking about a marketing book, and the whole point was I saw a million marketing materials out there, and it seemed like it was like this overconsumption of information, and I wanted to make a book that people can go and like, okay, I don't know everything about marketing, but I read this book and I've got it. And I wanted to do that same thing for the Law of Attraction, because I've noticed that there's so much good information out there, but people tend to overconsume it, and then they don't actually use it. They're stuck in judgment, and they're stuck in going a million different directions. I thought, what if I can do something and, you know, encapsulate a certain kind of collection of information so that people can actually implement it with no limitations and no restrictions, but still have enough discipline to actually make something work from it?
Yeah, which then sounds like what you're doing is taking it from this theory of what it is and the actual law and making it very pragmatic for people to use in a way that's almost like a custom approach of being. And isn't that what consciousness is? It's almost like consciousness meets law of attraction, which really, if we look at everything, is if we're being what we are choosing and we can find ways to actualize it, that this law of attraction is just an energy that can be such a contribution to actualizing what it is that we're manifesting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was probably the first two or three sentences that you said this in this show. You said, we only have this moment. And I think it's a very easy thing to forget because we always have a million things going on. We've got responsibilities. We've got commitments. We've got a lot of doubts and uncertainties, and it makes us forget that we only have this moment, which is where all the power is. So it really is something that you want to find ways of reminding yourself of that, but even if you can't remember, you want to find ways of adding to your life where you can still act on that and use that information to your advantage.
Yeah, and you're bringing up that, I love that, and that's pretty probably where all these things meet is in the moment of being in the choice of choosing what it is that you would like to actualize or that you're attracting things in. But unless you choose it and you only have your moment to choose it, can it really come into form, which may be what's missing in a lot of other approaches. And I know you tap into this in your book about really bringing it into your own world, which brings it into this world in a way that allows it to be very much individualized, would you say?
Yeah. And, you know, when I was making it, like, I wanted to kind of straddle the fence of, you know, no limitation and no form. But by that same token, I wanted a way for someone to create their own individual structure. So you can still have structure and you can still have discipline, but because you're doing it your way, in a way that works with your lifestyle and your preferences, you still get to be at choice. And in other words, like, it's kind of like a thing where I think people learn about the law of attraction and they get really excited and they learn about these techniques. And these are good techniques, by the way. We're talking gratitude exercises, visualizations. They learn about that. But then they put so much pressure on themselves to make something happen and it doesn't happen fast enough. And then they get frustrated and then they quit. And then, you know, they spend the next year miserable before they try something else. I'm kind of like coming from the standpoint of, let's make something where these gratitude exercises or any of these exercises, they're a choice and not a chore. Because the second it becomes a chore, that's when you give up and that's when you lose the point of why you're doing it to begin with, which is to be happy and successful and see improvement in your life.
Well, and that's where, like, I know we've had discussions before, it takes it out of the space of being and puts it in a conclusion, which actually puts us back into the mindset of thought, feelings, and emotions that oftentimes how this world function or this reality functions, which is where the limitation comes in. So what I sense is what's happening here, if we can stay out of that and be in the energy of, and that's kind of what I sense the law of attraction is, it's an energy that the universe really loves and the universe would love to contribute to us if we're open to receiving. But if we conclude anything along the way, we tend to limit ourselves. And that's where the mind can be a blocker in those thought, feelings, and emotions. So if we can get to a space where we could just be and keep in the space of choice and possibilities, that's where I sense the law of attraction is like on superpower, or like it bursts into this reality in a way that we haven't even considered possible.
Exactly. You and me are in complete agreement with that. And, you know, it's kind of funny because it's like one of those things where until you get it, it almost feels like this puzzle that you don't even know that you're trying to solve, and you don't know, you know, like the missing pieces are. But once you kind of see it from a certain angle and a certain standpoint, all of a sudden everything changes, because now when, you know, you're doing visualization exercises or you're engaging with the law of attraction, you're not coming at it from this place of neediness or requirement, but again, you're coming from choice and possibility. But again, you're doing it in like an organized way that works specifically for you. So it never feels restrictive in any way.
Yeah. And it's almost, and maybe we can even back up, but I want to make one point based on what you just said. It's this idea of making it your own and making it in a way that probably it's very pragmatic. So you have to actively choose it all the time. But once you start it and you start seeing how one choice creates the next, and you're attracting more of what you like and you're choosing it, it comes into form with so much more ease. But it's almost like a muscle you have to work and be willing to choose. But would you be open to just briefly give an overview of a description of how you see the law of attraction to be? I know we're backing up a little bit, but just so we're all on the same page, even in this moment on it, Andrew.
Right. I mean, we'll put it this way. And there's, I'm going to be careful how I describe it, because there's certain words that are so loaded that people will get automatic interpretations that I'm not even intending. But I put it this way. Everyone knows the definition of like attracts like. Really what the law of attraction means is the focus, that whatever focus you have, that will form the reality around you based on how you impact the universe that you're in. It's like you think about something in a certain way, you're going to be influencing the way energy comes, and you're going to be influencing the way things manifest in front of you and the way basically results that you get through your thought, through your intention, through your focus. And the tricky part about that is someone saying, well, I think about money all the time. How come I don't have more money? It's because you think that you're thinking about money, but you're actually thinking about the lack of it. It's like where your focus is on something wanted versus the lack of what something is, or the lack of wanting.
Yes, I love that. So a lot of times, and this is, I know some of the consciousness work is where we're even looking to clearing thoughts so you can just kind of be in the space of what it is that you would like to create. And I think that brings up a great point of a lot of times I want this as a conclusion, and it ends up being a lack, because even the original definition of want means lack, rather than what would it take to create this right away. And being the law of attraction is almost, wow, as I say that, that really lights me up, I have to say that. When we're willing to be the energy of the law of attraction, is that the difference even in what we're looking to create?
Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're walking this fine line of having a conclusion without being at conclusion, of understanding something and yet still being willing to be open. Because, you know, when you go through a process and you understand it a certain way, and then you start to have life experiences based off of it, all of a sudden your understanding evolves, but you can't really understand what that is until you actually go through it. So you're almost taking a leap of faith, which is what being, you know, focused on possibility is all about anyway.
I love that too. And a lot of times if we don't look at, there are mistakes, that everything is just kind of like a light or heavy, that allows us to kind of navigate this law with more ease as well. Like all the information coming in can be a contribution to whatever we choose next. And I'm wondering if that's kind of part of the law too. It's like looking at the possibilities rather than getting stuck in the problems. Those problems probably want to cut us off from being present with this law and with the universe, because the universe will follow our lead, would you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of like a chicken and an egg thing, because it's going to follow your lead, but you're still going to react to certain things in a certain way. So if you're reacting to something external and it forces you to look at something negatively, well, then all of a sudden you've kind of got that program in motion. So it's something you want to be cognizant of, because in the end you are at choice and you are at cause. So if something kind of comes your way and you recognize that you might be putting something negative out there in response, You want to identify that and try to correct it as soon in the moment as possible. But by the same token, never beat yourself up, cut yourself some slack, because if you don't do today, you can still do tomorrow. The less stress you're under, the better you're going to do anyway.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's where I really appreciate the language of light or heavy, where even something that didn't work yesterday, it's like, okay, that's good to know, and now I'm choosing something else. Or based on that choice yesterday, that didn't work out exactly the way I would like. Now what else is possible? So it's kind of like where law of attraction meets consciousness and choice and possibilities. It's interesting how all these really different points of view and different awarenesses and even different approaches and systems come together. Like when we're being ourselves and have that choice, that can really be the game changer no matter what you choose.
Without a doubt. And, you know, you mentioned like there's all these different things and they kind of come together. I see them all. They always have some kind of similar thread because they're being experienced through us. So we have a very specific point of view, but we also have a common shared point of view simultaneously. So, of course, someone's going to say something, and they're going to have different terminology, and they're going to even have a different opinion of something. But it's all along the same lines of, like, here we are in this time, in this space, experiencing this life, desiring improvement in some way, shape, or form, and then asking ourselves how to get it. And then becomes the question of, like, how loose do you want to be with the possibility? Or how structured, like what works for you individually as a person.
Yeah, and I love that. And how really, no matter what point you are, even if you're hearing for the first time the language of the law of attraction, or even the first time tuning into the show, wherever you're at, you're right where you require to be. And there is no, like you said, supposed to. What if it's just like, what else is possible now and being in that space of choice? And I really sense that the way you even, because I had a chance to reflect on your book and read it as well, and that it really can be for someone that's just being exposed to the law of attraction for the first time, or of a seasoned person. And really, wherever you're at in consciousness, it's kind of how I show up. You can receive it wherever you're at and being in that space. So I'm really appreciating this conversation based on that.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, thank you for recognizing that, you know, I had an intention there, because I think everyone has their own approach even to writing a book. And I don't know if we mentioned it yet, it's called The Last Law of Attraction Book You'll Ever Need to Read. And I named it that because that was my intention. Now, it isn't the last book you'll ever read. That's up to you. But it's the last one that you will ever need to read on this topic, because I wanted to solve the problem of people that they understand this, but then they don't utilize it the way they should. So I wanted to write a book that would reframe it in a way that gave them more choice rather than more chores, and made it explain it in a certain way that they can really relate and finally kind of get in a rhythm and a routine that's going to work for them.
Yeah, and as we're talking, I sense both of us show up in a way, and I love how you acknowledge that, like where it really brings it into the hands of the being and whoever that is. It's like making it their own. And that's always my aim too, is that this is, you know that you know that you know, and what is it like to be able to tap into that? And I sense as you and I are even talking, Andrew, that's where we meet. It's like we're really looking for the listeners and for whoever is out there looking to create a space of really tapping into themselves, because this reality a lot of times doesn't encourage that, or does it in a way that sounds great, but it doesn't really get to how to do it or ways to do it or pragmatic tools that will allow someone to actually embrace and be it. And you're being it, I'm being it, and this is an invitation to the listeners to choose that too, would you say?
I would say definitely. And, you know, really to bake a few noodles out there, you know, for everyone listening, the truth is you're already making your own choice. Even when you choose to follow someone else and you try to follow to the letter, that limitation you're imposing on yourself. If you try to bend some rules, you're making that choice for yourself. Even when you're trying to follow somebody else exactly, it's still your version of it. No matter what, you're always doing it your own way. It's really up to you how much you want to embrace that reality and how much you want to mix it up. But in the end, it's always you anyway, so you might as well give yourself the freedom and permission to do what you want to do or to do what's going to work the most for you.
Yes, I love that. It's really, we're all unique beings, one of a kind, yet we can come together and share in that space of what's available. It's taking something that you said or that I said and making it your own, but also doing your own way, but also sometimes just saying to acknowledge the other person, like the things you shared tonight that have contributed to the listener. So it's really fascinating. I really appreciate you acknowledging that too.
Yeah, and I'm just so happy to be on the show. Like, this right here is a perfect example of what being unique and following your path is about and the possibility that it creates, because, you know, you've made that choice. And because of that, you're reaching all these different people in all these different ways. I mean, if there's 1,000 people listening right now, that's 1,000 different access points and 1,000 different interpretations and understandings of what you're putting out there, which means it's 1,000 different ways of gaining benefit for different people, which is amazing.
Yes, and oh, wow, that's so, that really brings so much lightness. Thank you for the acknowledgement. And really, every person we touch then contributes to the next, and that's really how the law of attraction works too, right? Like, one thing creates the next, and that's consciousness as well. So I am so grateful that we had this conversation, and can you believe our time flew by?
Already. This is why the last one.
I know.
Because it's such a good time and it goes so fast.
It does go so fast, but I would love to have you back on again at some point, Andrew. Would you be open to that?
It would always be my pleasure and my honor. I'd definitely be up for that.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for everything. And I will be, they can reach you. I have your information posted here on this Blog Talk Radio show page, so listeners can contact you here, Andrew. And is there anything else that you wanted to acknowledge before we transition to the next part of the show?
Yeah, well, a quick thank you to you, of course. And I know the information I gave was probably around the marketing stuff. If they're interested in getting the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read, it's on Amazon. So they just plug that in for the search, and they will see the book cover there staring them in the face, waiting for them.
Perfect. And I would recommend people get that for sure. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, and I look forward to having you on again at some point here.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It's always, always a pleasure speaking with you.
I am so grateful. And just so everyone knows, we do have the question of the week, which is really the title of the show. And that is, what about the law of attraction have you yet to choose? It's really based on everything that Andrew and I spoke of tonight. So what about the law of attraction have you yet to choose? So be with that question and be with the question of the week. And I will be posting that shortly after the show so that you will have access to it here on this Blog Talk Radio show page, as well as on my Facebook and Instagram pages as well. So next week's episode will be a continuation of the conversation on the holiday season, the one that Liz Tupling and I spoke of last week. So I'm going to have Liz back on the show. We are going to continue the conversation about the holidays. Whew, we know how intense those can get. So we are going to look at thriving rather than just surviving the holiday season. So join us next Monday, December 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I would like to close the show by thanking my amazing guest, Andrew Kaplan, for joining us again. Ah, so grateful for this conversation. And I would also like to thank you, the listener, for your phenomenal energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host, and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. Really, what else is possible now? So go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you And the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, and know, and receive it all, my friends. And I look forward to talking to you again next time. Bye for now.